Psalm 119, verses 73 through 80, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May I wholeheartedly follow your decrees that I may not be put to shame. The world is full of choices. Food fills the shelves of the grocery store. Entire aisles are filled with candy to satisfy my sweet tooth. Cable television provides a menu of shows every hour of the day. There's no end to what I could watch. Smartphone apps bring choices to my fingertips. Within 5 minutes, I can check social media, the current news, and the weather forecast. Sometimes the culture of choice follows me to God's word. I like some commands, but not others. I like this one, but not that one. This instruction seems reasonable, but not this one, or at least not this one for today. I like this truth of theology, but this one is really hard to grasp. Therefore, I choose what is most convenient and ignore the others. The culture of choice is a dangerous compassion when considering God's word. Like the psalmist, we must be people intent on following God's word wholeheartedly. We cannot pick and choose what sounds best at the moment. God does not include optional obedience in his love letter to us. All scripture, not just some scripture, but all scripture is inspired by God. All scripture is to be read, studied, and applied. The culture of choice is no friend to God's holy instruction. Father, like the psalmist, may I wholeheartedly follow your decrees that I may not be put to shame. In Jesus' name, amen.